Now, like on my place, I got two or three different types of soil. Some are three or four times as good as others.
What types? What are the different? Sandy and that?
There's all the way from rocky to heavy clay. It'll vary in different places. Now, over in my field, I got two strips of sand, some that's kind of clay. None of mine's really clay. They call it kind of loam. And then I got two or three rocky ridges. Down in the middle of the valley. Well, this end of the valley is the best end of the valley. Like we use one watering up here, and they have to have three down the other end of the valley.
Oh, really? It's quite a difference. Now, what's this road here? Is this a highway or just?
They used to call this Sagebrush Alley. I guess we're going a little better back out here and get down off the road. See, there, Dad had a big orchard right there too.
What kind of things in the orchard? Apples?
Yeah, apples. Just mostly apples. We had some cherries, just pie cherries, and pears didn't do very good.
Do they raise other fruit around here?
Well, down here, one place they could raise peaches. Then down there, where the rocks, the sun hits the rocks, and it don't get too cold, because the rocks keep it in. But then this house, see the from over to the front door there. Dad built two rooms there to start with, and then later on, I think I was the last one born in the two rooms, and then there was one, two, three, well, half of them was born in the two rooms, and then they built the rest of the house, and then we had the old wash house back of the house there, and we'd have to carry the water from the canal, and then he got the waterworks, and it'd run out of a tap there, and we'd carry it out here, and she'd melt the fire out there to heat the water, and then we'd have to carry the hot water into the wash house. And out here was our garden spot, and these trees, like I say, we used to jump over the tops of them. And there's a big grove of box elder trees along here and up that side, and then when the trees, pine trees got big enough, then they cut the box elders down. And there was about 8 or 10 right across the road here, right about where the fence line is there. Had the garden, mother had a big flower garden right there all the time.
What kind of flowers?
Oh, she raised quite a lot of them. She had peonies and dahlias dozens of different kinds, but that was some of the main kind.
What did you call this area outside the door, anything special, or up the steps there, porch?
Well, that was just the front porch. I slept on that front porch 3 winters, 4 winters, 3 alone, and my brother one time.
Just uncovered, or, I mean,
well,
do you have a shelter? Or?
Well, just on the open porch there, and the dog would sleep on the feet, and I had a tarp over the top of the bed, and bring a hot rock or a bottle of hot water to bed with me, and keep the feet warm, and I could have slept in the hospital one or two, but I slept out on the front porch, and people say I'm crazy, and I guess that's what's the matter with me. But I did there for three winters, and in the summertime, we'd put tarp like that to keep the rain off of the, and then tie it to the apple trees, and sleep. I slept out there several summers like that out in the.
Did you ever live inside?
Well, part of the time.